Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. How's it going, Ronnie?
Well, hello. Good. What's going on with you?
Not much. Today we are talking about the Below Deck Med season finale. You know, it's been
craziness.
Yeah, I know. Like, thank goodness to be able to watch that stupid show these days, because the news is horrific. We got a lot of people who thanked us over the weekend. Like, thank you so much for distracting me during these crazy times. And that's what we are really trying to do, is provide a haven for distractions. But sometimes the truth is, we just, like, you can only tune out the outside world so much. And like, it's despicable what's happening out there. I'm horrified, honestly, by everything that's happening with ICE, horrified by the murder of Alex Pretty and Renee Good, Keith Porter, and the six other people who've been murdered. I think this agency is absolutely out of control.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that crazy? I have a friend in Minnesota. Her nephews.
It's crazy
can't even
that we're all just kind of standing around. I mean, I don't even know what to do at this point about it. It's like, raise money.
Well, I donated.
Complain. I donated. Yeah, I mean, I'm donating too, but it's like, what do you fucking do? It's like, you donate your money. Like, what do you do? I mean, one of them was up there yesterday. One of the military ICE people was giving a speech yesterday. Like, you speak out against this and you say stuff against this. And I think we've seen the consequences of that. Yeah. You're fucking murdering people. Like,
yeah.
Well, and the what are you even supposed to do? You know?
Don't gaslight us. Okay, we are professional examiners of gaslighting. We watch The Real Housewives, so we know when it's happening, okay? And don't do it. Don't do it to us, because we have eyes and ears. And that's like one thing that's just absolutely, you know, a really like sickening side effect of all this, is that not only is this agency out of control, they've been here in LA, they've been to many people's cities, and we're seeing firsthand people that we know who are kind of are living in terror. But on top of that, then they're going to gaslight us. Be like, you know, this guy with his camera was trying to come out and massacre these agents. No, yeah. No. So we are like, fuck this.
It's an utter shit show out there right now.
It's another shit show. But that's why we're also here. Because we want to provide, at the same time, we want to provide distraction from it. We know you can't put your head in the sand and ignore what's going on in the outside world. But you can also have some sanity. In the sense of like, we deserve some sanity. We deserve to be able to laugh and have a moment where we can, before we go back to the headlines. So that's what we're trying our best to do over here.
Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, we've been here for 14 years. There's a lot that's gone down in this 14 years. I mean, especially the last decade. It's been fucking crazy out here. And just because we're not on here every day screaming our heads off about it doesn't mean that we don't care and that we don't live in the same country as you do. So just try and remember that, you know, be kind to each other, even when the shitheads are at your door, you know, just remember that we have each other and count on each other, because that's all you can really do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been really cool. By the way, it's been really interesting seeing the various Bravo celebrities who have taken stands. Obviously, Andy Cohen took a big stand last night on Watch What Happens Live. I saw Molly and Whitner from Southern Charm protesting at, you know, going out there and protesting. Like, I was not expecting that. Because you never know with Southern Charm, you never know where anyone stands, right?
With Bravo in general, you never know where anybody
stands. With Bravo in general.
I mean, my God.
I'm waiting for Ramona to drop just a super problematic video, right?
As we get ready for Vicky, as we get ready for Vicky to return to Orange County and Gretchen and these kinds of people, you know, Vicky, who just posted some pro ICE bullshit the other day. It's like, you know, what's the line, and what's the line where you're like, well, I'm done with this, you know, but being done with it doesn't really help anything, because we're living in the world with these people, you know. So I say, you know, my only thing that I've ever had, my defense has always been to mock you and to laugh at you. So
exactly.
That's what I will continue to do, because that's really the only tools I was given in this area.
Yeah.
So those are the tools I'm going to use, you know, and we need to all use the tools that we have. So
yes, that is 100% correct. Mockery is what I'm going to lean on, but also I donated, and that made me feel good, but It's a brutal world out there. So, but over in the Mediterranean, guess what? There's a yacht.
You know,
let's talk about people on a yacht today.
In a world that's burning down around our fucking heads, at least there are people like Joe who's just walking on a beach, carrying a chair and saying things like, "Kizzy's fucking naughty, mate. I just want to smell her vagina."
You know, dare to dream. Dare to dream. Hopefully he can get that. He's able to get that Glade plug-in going. Fill his nostrils.
That Glade plug-in. The goop plug-in.
Plug her in.
Yeah, so we start off where we start off with a season of craziness, you know, like this season on Below Deck. And then we end up on the beach where they're cleaning up the beach picnic. And Nathan's like, you need to leave Kizzy alone, mate. And Joe's like, I want to smell her vagina. I'm just at a level where I feel like I can make bad decisions. Yeah, you have one day to get your dick wet. And you're going to try and do that on your last day. And Nathan's like, you need to chill with the flirting with Kizzy. Rah.
I've always been able to chat shit with Nathan and have a bit of a laugh. But now I don't know what's changed.
I'm like, because now he's the boss and he realizes how incompetent you are and also how irresponsible you are with other members of his team. That's what's changed. So Nathan,
well, also like, Nathan, it was all good with Nathan when he was doing the same thing 2 weeks ago. But now Nathan has a girlfriend that he's trying to impress and win back. And so he's going to stand up a little bit more to you. I mean, let's face it. Nathan's not suddenly like this great person. Okay. I'm not buying any of this.
Well, again, and also his antics outside of the show have really soured me on him, which is too bad because on the show, I do like him quite a bit. And I really, really loved how he just kind of like put Joe in his place, you know, late at night in their room. And I was like, that is like, I love this. I was like, too bad I know that he's a shithead in real life. Damn it. Nathan's like, having that person who was like the party playboy. And the last 2 years, Joe did bring out that side of me that's a bit boisterous and I'm not proud of. I'm like, he didn't bring it out in you. You brought it out in you. I have to say, I will. You can't blame everything on Joe as much as he is a shithead. He's like, but yeah, it's immature. It's just time to move on to a different chapter.
So V comes to pick him up on the tender and on the boat. Jennifer, the primary, is like, hey, shut up. Is your name Alicia? Come over here. Lie with me on the lounger. Come on, lie down. You know what, guys? Let's have a discussion. What do you call tomato sauce? Gravy or sauce?
Yeah, this is the existential question of our time. Finally, Jennifer is here. Yeah,
it's in the name, Jennifer. You just called it tomato sauce. Hell,
I love.
Has anybody ever ordered a tomato gravy? No, no one orders tomato gravy.
It's called sauce. Sauce. You guys call it sauce or gravy? Gravy or sauce? Sauce. So Frank's like, we call it gravy on Rhode Island, and someone else goes sauce.
Gravy.
Sauce.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gravy is brown. When I think of gravy, I think of brown things.
Yeah, so what do you call marinara sauce then?
Frank, I call it marinara sauce. What am I, a fucking idiot?
Frank, what do you, you literally just said, what do you call marinara sauce?
Marinara sauce. That's what it is, Frank. Just called it sauce, Frank.
I don't call it gravy. Okay, Aisha, this is a fight between Italians. So Aisha's like, these guests are fun. They're like 74% scary and we did not get off to a good start. And we see images of that one crazy girl being like, where's my king crab and my truffles? You know what? You're the captain. So why do we care about wind if we've got a captain? Am I right?
How am I supposed to be on a luxury yacht without Clams Casino?
I know. But by the end of it, they'll be yelling, ooh, isn't this fantastic? I can forget about it.
Now we get my favorite, a call from Leah.
Morning, baby. Good morning, baby. I'm coming to see you. You're so cute, baby. I can't wait to be with you, baby. Please tell me you've got the He-Man hair and the capri pants, baby.
Oh, yeah. You see the new trailer for Masters of the Universe? Wow. Talk about a fashion vision board. Okay, can't wait to see you. You leave today. I'll see you very soon, baby.
My baby. Little Bear says hi, baby.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So people are working stuff, and Annalise is harassing Kathy about crab legs. She's like, did he get king crab legs? Did he get king crab legs? Did he get king crab legs? For fuck's sake.
Kathy's just like sitting at a table. I feel like Kathy is at her wit's end, but she's too British to be able to show it. But she's just sitting there and she goes, I'm going to let the chef surprise you on that front. She's like, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I'm dealing with bigger things than your fucking king crab legs. So get out of my face. But since she's British, it's like, have a great day.
She's got that British thing where she's like, I hate you. Either way, either way, whether or not he gets crab legs for you, I hate you and I wish you were dead. You know, but cheerio. So Kizzy is still in the hospital, I guess, over her fucking karma toe. And she sends Joe a picture while he's vaping in his bunk. And she's like, is this a sexy toe or what? And he's like, would you like me to kiss it and make it better?
And then Nathan goes up to Max, and Max is being quiet. And by the way, I just moved on because I just can't even think about Joe kissing Kizzy's toe and flirtatious and the boner.
He actually was impressed.
I'm just not going there. I'm just not doing it.
I'm actually impressed because I feel like in real life, like if they weren't on a TV show, Joe would have dumped her the second she broke something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But he still needs to, needs to bang her.
She's damaged goods.
I'm not ready for this. I've never done this. I've never dated someone with a broken toe. I don't know if I can do it.
So then Max is saying, he's like, coming into this season, I had to plan to be lead deckhand. And then one day, I really want to be bosun to like show like how I evolve, you know. But like lead deckhand didn't work because of my anime, Nathan. So how can I give my best when this guy not appreciate, you know?
Your best wasn't even good. It wasn't good. Like you're off letting guests drive tenders and putting guests at risks by like dragging them too fast on the thing and bouncing them off. Then you go to bed early. Why would you think that you would be led that kind, sir? Why?
Okay. And he's doing the old fashioned, well, I'm not putting out a good performance because my boss didn't inspire me, right? Like, how can I give my guests when he's going to not appreciate that?
I need to be inspired to do my job. Your pay should be the inspiration.
Yeah.
My job to inspire you? Get to work, lame ass. So Captain Sandy goes to check on Josh, who's stressing because plates. Why would they do this to me? Plates. I wasn't raised for that. And she's like, hey there, how you doing? What are you doing for dinner tonight? He's like, well, scallop with dry ice. That's going to be plated. Don't worry. It'll be on the plate. So wait, you're going to get dry ice? Well, that's good. I don't want wet ice. Don't make it wet ice. That's one thing I demand on this boat. We will not have wet. I know it's going to be dry. So is that like the fog? Is it smoking? Am I supposed to see in that? You know what? This would be a nice family style meal, I think. Damn it!
Now, when you said that the scallops and the dry ice are going to be plated, are those multiple plates? No, just one plate that would be passed around. Okay, see, you almost got me there. Separate plates for each scallop, Josh. You can do it. Come on, different plates.
You know, I was thinking maybe we could do something a little creative tonight if you're using ice. You know, maybe you could put it on a plate and then we can get Joe down here and he could fuck ice. How about that? Be fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that.
So the guests want to eat at 10. They're like, eat at 10 p.m. Eat at 10 p.m. Sauce or gravy? Discuss.
Sauce is neither a sauce nor a gravy. Discuss. So Aisha's in the galley with Kathy, and they're just seeing what Kizzy has said, like because Kizzy's texting or whatever. And so Aisha, Kizzy basically said, basically, I squeezed my toe whilst I screamed at him multiple times. It's basically text messages about her experience getting an X-ray, which is about as exciting as one could imagine. And then Nathan decides, even though he can't stand Joe and Kizzy flirting, he's like, all right, you go pick up Kizzy with a tender from the shore. So doesn't seem smart because he's trying to like lower these two. Although part of me thinks You guys, you know what? Just make out now on the tender while no one can see you, and then you get out of your system, and then you get onto the boat.
No, because that's not what they want to do. Like, the whole thrill to them is pissing the other people off. Because they're both, you know, like, Kizzy, like, getting onto the camera when they were secretly kissing on purpose, and then doing all this stuff in front of V on purpose. Like, that's part of the thrill, you know? So they could have gone on the tender, and they could have just fucked there and been done with it and been fine. Everything would have been fine, but that's not the thrill. You know, the thrill is being assholes. Mm-hmm. Also, I have to just, this is just more proof that Kizzy is a monster and a horrible human being. So when she was texting all this stuff, she basically, what she said was, guys, I have to be in crutches and a boot. That's all she said. But she's one of those people who texts you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines to say that.
It's a lot.
I hate that. I hate when people are like, so how you doing? Bloop. The next thing, bloop, the next thing, bloop, I love, bloop, the next thing, bloop, the next. Do you think I don't have a fucking life? I'm ignoring your texts on purpose. I'm trying to watch something on YouTube and your texts keep popping up because you're a fucking monster who can't stop sucking my time, Kizzy.
Well, this takes us back to the classic debate between Bethany Frankel and Carol Radziwill of one big block of text versus many individual texts. Because I think that they fought about that in the reunion when Carol had her Tootsie glasses on. And I think the issue was that Bethany would send
her Tootsie glasses. I remember that. Wasn't she wearing like a turtleneck ball gown at that one too?
Yeah, she was. She was actually just like
wearing something like fucking crazy. Yeah, she was.
I seem to remember there was some issue because it was like Bethany was either wrote too many text messages or it was a wall of text. I don't remember what it was, but I just remember debating this. Regrettably, do fall a little bit more into the multiple texts at once camp, because a lot of times I have a thought and then I text and then I have a follow-up thought. But I try to like add BTW to acknowledge that this is an at this is a
you are a BTW person, yeah.
Like here's another thought. Like the I think the BTW implies if I had thought about this in time, I would have included it in the first text. But also, right, like, but a wall of text is annoying, too, when you get, like, something that looks too big. So it is nice to break it up, but then you get too many notifications. There's just no easy solve on this one, unfortunately.
Well, I understand. But, Ben, this is 11 texts.
It's 11.
And let me read them. Multiple times, one text. Looked at the x-ray, one text. Refused to show us, one text. And just said, one text. Regardless of what it is, you need a boot and crutches, one text. I was like, cool, okay, I can see the x-ray. One text. He was like, do you need the crutches? One text. Right. One text. Thanks, love. One text. It was so rude. Like, fuck off, bro.
Wait. Is it possible? I hate to be in Kizzy's defense. Is it possible that Aisha was responding to these, but the production only put up Kizzy's responses? Because why is she saying right? And why is she saying thanks, love? I don't know. I mean, she's not E.E. Cummings.
Did I just excoriate Kizzy because I'm reading text wrong?
Whatever. Give it to her. Let her have it. Who cares? She's gone. She's out of our lives.
No, because like I'm more mad at her now about the text than anything she's done all season. And I don't think that's fair because I probably just read them wrong. And, you know, like 2 weeks ago, I like let Max have it. And Max wasn't even the one throwing chicken nuggets. And I knew it. Like, well, I think I'm misplacing some of my anger.
At this point, I have to say, I was not looking at the screen at this moment, so I can't say one way or another. It's like I looked down at my phone, at my own text messages, and then when I looked up, like I heard H just say, oh, she needs a boot. And that's all I heard. That's all that seemed that mattered. But I missed the visuals of this. So I
kind of do that too. Whenever I'm watching TV and someone like checks a text, I check my text too. Like, well, maybe I have. I'm like I'm competing with the people on TV. I'm like, well, maybe I got a text too. So you're not the only one that has a text. You know, in real life, when someone checks their phone and then everyone pulls out their phone to check their phone.
Yeah. It's like coughing. But either way, Nathan sends Joe to collect Kizzy. And then Joe on the radio goes, I can't wait. Which, of course, everyone can hear. So Via's like, oh, wow, real mature. I mean, this guy's a real piece of work. So then, the guests want to eat at 10, and Josh is like, 10 p.m. I mean, hello, sir. You're in Europe. You're in Barcelona, okay? Everyone should have had a nice siesta at this point. So then I love this. The women are sitting around in the hot tub, and the mom, I think this is the mom, Jennifer. She's like, All right, you know what? You can't just go inject yourselves, okay? You got to be an artist to do it, okay? Case in point, look at your lips. We got to get those fixed. Got to get them fixed.
They look like crab legs, ironically.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the honesty. Yeah, we got to fix those. Sweetie. I love those look terrible. All of your lips look terrible. You all look crazy. Okay. It's like one terrible telling another terrible. You know, like don't throw M&Ms in a candy Jennifer. House.
This woman, Jennifer, I find her voice to be very comforting, which is not what you'd expect because she does admittedly sound like a buzzard at times. She's like, sauce. But I think it's just like being from New York. You just hear this. You hear this accent and this kind of like cadence to the patter, in way like I had never realized how much it seeped into my consciousness until I came out here. Because it's not like, you know, if you come back to New York with me and hang out with my friends or my family, we're not all sitting there like, oh my God, what's going on? Is it called sauce or is it called gravy? We don't sit around talking like that. But you just, it is around. You hear it so much that when I hear these women talking and the way that they, you know, talk back about what you can't inject yourself. What are you talking about? Getting injected, you need an artist to do that. Speaking of which, you gotta fix your lips. They look terrible, but you look beautiful afterwards. It's like, I just love the way she's saying it.
Yeah. Well, don't throw flames when you live in a wax house. That's what I'll say to that lady.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Now we see shots of people working again, and it's disco party night. Okay. I don't think we want to take these people back to a time where the mob was actually in power.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't give them the
mob
power.
Still is in
especially
power.
They are.
There was just a giant mob.
What do they do?
Last month. 2 months.
Really?
Ago.
What do they do?
Remember that guy? I feel like we talked about it. You know, there was this giant gambling sting that happened in New York City that involved several professional athletes, like Chauncey Billups, who's a coach, I think, in Detroit and for the NBA. And basically, the mob was setting up private poker games. It's actually incredibly fascinating. They set up private poker games, like high roller things, whatever, where people who are wealthy would come in to gamble, and these were illegal poker games, and they'd be gambling a huge amount of stuff, and they would use people like Chauncey Billups and others to lure in people to these high-stakes games. But what people didn't realize was that the mob was cheating, and they had, like, cameras and the card shufflers and this and that, and, like, it's actually an incredibly high-tech Ocean's 11 kind of thing. And it was a massive, massive sting, and the FBI cracked down, and it was a huge, huge organized crime situation. So just another thing that's more interesting than Kizzy, just, you know.
Well, good for them, making it work and changing times, rapidly changing times.
I know, keeping up with tech, mob tech.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, because you never thought the mob would be, like, so technical, you know, so good at stuff like that.
It is kind of funny. You don't think of, like, Tony Soprano or Christopher Soprano or anyone in the Sopranos being able like to sit down and hear a pitch from a tech person, be like, this is what we got to do. We got to insert this code into the card counter and it's going to let you know what cards in which people's hands, you know, but.
All right, guys, I got a new plan for the future of this family. We're learning DOS. That's it. We're learning DOS.
Okay. We're going back to basics. Okay, what's your plan? No, we're going to use the basic computer language. Basic, like in 321 Contact Magazine. Okay, HyperCard. It's the future, everyone.
All right, we'll find each other on MySpace. All right? Make up a fake name on MySpace. We'll send each other codes.
These things. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even want to hear it from you unless it's in HTML. You got it? All right. Many concerns. P.S. It's not fucking called gravy. And the next person that says that's being thrown off. All right.
So it's disco party night. And Max is still pretending that he knows how to meditate.
Yeah.
He's in his room saying woosah a lot. And meanwhile, Nathan is FaceTiming with Gail, and he's like, what's Menorca like? And she's like, well, I had some ice cream, and then we went off on a hike and a swim.
Okay, so what are you doing tonight?
I think we're just going to take it easy.
Taking it easy from all that hiking and swimming and ice cream having. So then yeah, Nathan's like,
that's right.
A fact? Well, yeah, I guess the hiking part is. I guess the swimming part is too. I don't know.
Meant a lot. I need a nap after a nap. I'm exhausted after I take a nap. I can only imagine how people who hike feel, especially after ice cream. I need a nap. So Nathan's like, the fact that she didn't jump on that plane and go straight home shows me that she doesn't want to call it quits. And now I'm sitting here daydreaming about moving forward and having a beautiful life together. And could you imagine me walking her down the aisle? I'm crying my eyes out. I'm crying my eyes out, Matt, for fuck's sake.
Okay, settle down. Settle down. I know you're in love, but you're also bored. So let's just get back to reality, sir. So they hang up and Joe and Kizzy reunite. And she's like, I'm back, baby. Girl, you've been gone off of the show for like 23 minutes of airtime. I mean, this between last episode and this, she's acting like she's been gone for 3 years. You like went to the doctor, were gone for an hour and came back. So she's like, the doctors did tell me when I was in the hospital, he said, someone needs to give me a kiss on the lips or I might die. That's my prescription, is a kiss on the lips.
The problem is kissing you on the lips, then they need a prescription. You see, it's just it's a vicious cycle. So now they're flirting on the boat and he's like, I'm going as slow as possible on the boat to get as much time as I can with Kisha. And they go back to the ship and let's see, she face plants right onto Joe and he's like,
because she like falls out. She can't, she doesn't make the transition from tender to ship very smoothly. And V's annoyed, but she's just trying not to show it too much because she doesn't want to give them hoes the satisfaction, her words. She goes, but I think I might lose it eventually. So now people are getting ready.
But also V, like I get that V's hurt and these people are extremely obnoxious, but you dated that man for 5 minutes too. Like, all of you, I think I'm frustrated at the end and I'm just like, you stop it too. Like, I can't. What's even worse than Joe is somebody being affected by Joe. You know, Joe's like the croup. Like, you know, it's going to, well, I guess you would be affected by the croup.
I don't know Joe why. Joe is not, I don't know, typhoid.
Joe? Joe is like consumption.
Joe is like the malaria I got on an expedition into the jungle.
I don't know where I am today.
Joe is like,
I'm breaking down today, Ben. What can I tell you? But yeah, Joe's just Joe's. Never mind. It doesn't matter. But what hurts more than watching Joe is it watching that Joe can still affect people. You know, Joe's a disgusting human. We all know Joe's disgusting. Anybody who's watched his show knows Joe is a disappointment and he's gross. So stop being so affected by Joe's, you know?
But I am actually okay with her being affected by Joe. I do want her to move on. But yeah, I also feel it's also been like 5 days and they're stuck in the same place together and she has to see these two idiots every single day. No, and she's also, quite frankly, mourning still. And on top of that, I'm glad that she's annoyed because I like that Joe doesn't get to be let off easily. That's his whole thing. His whole thing, you know, was that he came crying to her like, I did something bad and I don't deserve you. And she's like, it's okay. It's cool. And then he was like, oh my God, it's great. I love Victoria. And then the moment she's like, actually, it is fucked up. Then he starts being a narrative that she is a demon because he's just not comfortable with people not liking him. And that is what's happened now with Nathan. It's happened with her. So I'd like that she's actively not liking him because he can't deal with it. That's how people like him are.
I don't think it affects him at all. Everyone. That's what's bugging me. It's like it doesn't affect him. He's just going to go make out with Kizzy and like have his fun with Kizzy. And you're the one who's like sitting there miserable. I mean, I think you should, I don't know, get some revenge. The thing about being stuck on a boat is you can't even get some revenge booty. Cause like, what are your options? The clown in the kitchen crying about plates. Like that's all she's got left. So like, what's she going to do? So most of it, it's not like I'm annoyed with her. I would just like to see her not be affected by a loser. You're too good for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're better than this.
Are you gravy or sauce? When it comes down to it, are you going to be gravy sauce, or are you going to be a sauce?
Hey, what do you call marinara sauce? Trick question. It's called marinara sauce. So Josh is telling us that this last dinner means everything, but the guests have been a tough one. So he's going to just do some nice dishes. And he tries to do an American accent. He tries to say, get out of here. But instead he goes, get out of here. And then the producers just stare at him like, was that something? He goes, that was my New York accent.
Well, you didn't do it with a guitar in your hand. So for that, we thank you.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now Josh is telling Aisha that he's got some truffles for Annalise. Yeah, by the way, someone pointed out in the comments that he's served truffles this season. So it's like they're out of season, but he's already served them. So that didn't really work. But then they also suggested that maybe Max ate them all because, you know, Max is always eating.
There was that scene. Those were the last truffles in Europe on that boat. But he basically got some shitty ones and he's going to say that he got them imported from Australia overnight because these people are idiots. And you know, and she'll be happy. And of course she does wind up being happy. And then we see Kizzy and she's hobbling around and Kizzy's like, I don't like crutches. I find them very difficult to use. Gosh, I can't imagine all the people who are like, you know what? I love crutches. Give me some crutches. I just want to go use some crutches every single day.
Yeah. And she's telling this to V. And V is like, well, at least you're protected. That's really important. You know, we just want you to be healthy, Kizzy. And Joe's like, do you know where the mayonnaise is? And Kizzy goes, in me bummy. And he goes, yeah, that's probably going to be the best food I ever eat. Oh, God, just both of you. Just
shut up.
God, just
go away.
Sink the boat.
Meanwhile, up at the table, Jennifer goes, the higher the hair, the closer to God, which is funny because her hair is not high at all. It's just down. It's just like, it's like flat and hanging down to her knees. Ah, closer to God. And then everyone is just like, we see their rooms. Their rooms are like, it's just like clothes everywhere. It's a disaster.
Yeah. So Annalise is like, well, Josh better not disappoint with dinner tonight. I'll tell you that much. And Jennifer's like, oh my God, everyone's breasts look so good. I just want a motorboat, yizzles.
And Josh serves his scallop ceviche with some king crab and truffle. So Annalise's like, oh my God, for me? Oh my God. Like, this is so nice.
So have you ever had scallop ceviche?
Yes.
Is it like boogers? Tell me the truth.
You know, okay, we're in some truth telling now. I don't think it's like boogers, but you know, there's some people who feel like sushi just in general tastes like boogers. I know ceviche is not sushi, but like raw fish tastes like boogers. I enjoy like a scallop sushi moment. So I'm pro scallop ceviche.
Okay. I like a cooked scallop, raw scallop is just so like slimy to me. It's not like normal sushi. It's okay. Slimy sushi.
It just, well, I guess like, my input didn't really matter. Thanks for asking my opinion that you're not even going to take into consideration
I'm taking it into consideration. I'll maybe try it one day. That's why I'm asking you, you know, because to me it's just like it's a bowl of boogers at the mother load. We're going to try some scallop ceviche at the mother load, really? I don't think so. That's not the place you want to get scallop ceviche.
That's not where you want to really ingest anything. But I think, I don't know, I kind of feel like if your scallops ceviche or scallops taste like boogers, then something went wrong. I think that means it was probably over ceviche'd. I don't know. What am I talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about.
How do you know what boogers taste like, Ben?
Well,
that's the real question.
We all know what boogers taste like. We were all children once. I mean, let's not act like you didn't have recess and you have a cold that day and that's knots coming down your nose coming. And, you know, you're on a soccer field and it's got nowhere else to go. It goes right in that mouth.
Oh,
you know, it's just what kids do.
Oh,
we all know it.
Confessions. So they get their starter and it's the, you know, dry ice thing, you know, Captain Sandy's like, ooh, it's me. So Aisha's like, oh, he's such a good chef. The guests are loving it. I don't got to knock him over the head and feed him to the fishes.
What are we exporting to Europe for our culture? So Josh,
that's not the right time to ask.
I know that's a, but you know what? Bad, terrible question right now. So Josh is like, so this is quite a French flavors, spring cabbage. Turbot has been raised. What? There's a robot. Turbot. And then on top of the caviar, just for you, Annalise. Oh my God, caviar for me? Like, I can't even.
But wasn't she the one complaining that the caviar was on top of the oysters last week?
What didn't she complain about?
Let's be honest. So Kizzy is sent to bed to rest her foot. And she's like, no, I'm resting. I'm fine. I'll stay awake. She's like, no, you need to rest. And also, I need a rest from you. You're really obnoxious. I heard the mayonnaise and the asshole thing. And that's just not acceptable. Go to bed. Just go to bed. Yeah.
So then, of course, Joe carries her. She's like, my knight in shining armor. He can carry me around all night. And he's like, it's just so hard not to kiss her. It's like, it's really not that hard to not kiss her. So,
but what's the difference? Like, what's the difference between actually kissing her, but then doing everything that you guys are doing now, like carrying her around and hugging all over each other and talking about eating mayonnaise out of her ass? Like, how is that much better? Just make out with her. Like, you guys have no respect anyway. So just do what you're going to do. Yeah. It's bugging me because they're acting like they win some Puritan award, you know, like, wow, we really look at us. Look at the restraint. You're showing no restraint. So stop.
Right. Right. So dinner is still being served. It's after midnight and it's being served and it's lobster and all sorts of stuff and they are all loving it. And Nathan gets a text from Gail and she's like, so we'll be heading back to Barcelona tomorrow morning. And he's like, yes. So then
he's like, yes.
Yes, I can't believe it. This is more exciting than when I found out that my sister has a new fiance and is going to get married again. My faith in relationships is restored because my sister is going to get married. That was all that was going through his head.
Yeah.
V goes and gives Kathy a hug. And Kathy's saying how this week has been the most that she's ever cried and how Max has been the person that's seen her cry the most and probably also made her cry as well. Let's not forget. And then she's just saying how he scoops her up and kisses her and just gives her affection and yada, yada, yada. And how, but she's like, I think Max and I are on the same page. I mean, but I can never be so sure. It's been a bit of a roller coaster of a relationship, you know, where the highs are, well, we remember I'm the smart one. The lows are, we remember he's the stupid one. And then you say, okay, I guess we'll see where this goes.
So now Nathan is on the phone with Gail again and he's like, did you have a fun night? She's like, I had a really fun night, actually. Did I tell you about the ice cream?
You did. That's nice. What are you doing tomorrow? More ice cream?
Tomorrow? What's going on tomorrow?
Oh, we're going out. Are you coming out with us? There'll be ice cream.
Am I coming out with you? I need to think about it. Am I ready to be hurt again? Am I ready for this?
Yes, you're ready. You're staying in Barcelona for him. So stop acting like you're not going to go out. What are you going to do instead? You already ate ice cream.
Will that be Van Leeuwen's?
I'm not sure about that. Maybe Jenny is.
Oh, don't know who that is.
It's an American brand. It's delicious. So then V's just going through it. She's been going through it. And we see in the galley that Kathy is telling Aisha that she, like, I've got it. I'll handle them tonight, etc. And this is where Jennifer is like, who wants to get motorboated? And V basically goes out to the naughty boy and she lies down on it. And she starts to cry. This, of course, is the designated place to cry, as evidenced by Lisa Barlow and the naughty boy.
Heather Gay comes out. She's like, I'm just trying to be your friend, but you're a liar and a story planter.
So Nathan sees this and he goes down. He's like, what's wrong? Did you not get ice cream today? Apparently that's the thing that people are doing. And she's like, oh, give me a hug. Come on. What's wrong? She's like, it's just my Bond and Kizzy and Joe and it's all together and it just sucks and I need to have a release at some point. So he's feeling really bad for her because he's seeing her crying. He sees that she's like working. She works hard on his team. She sees what's happened. She knows that she's been screwed over by Joe and that's just shitty. And the timing is awful. And, you know, it takes him back to being super protective of my sister.
Yeah, and he says that he kicked his dad out of the house when he was 15 and that he had to be the protector for his mom. And so seeing V cry makes him sad. So then Joe, meanwhile, is partying at the disco. And yeah, Jennifer's like, hey, who's the girl with the boot? Who's that? She walks funny, huh? Let's trip her.
I like her for you. You should get with her. She's a good girl. Get with her. So Nathan's like, if you're upset on girls left, right, and center, then you need to take some accountability. I just want V to know I've got her back. So Nathan just basically is like, don't let this affect you. I understand. Of course, I have a sister. So yeah. People start going to bed.
Bedtime. Aisha is complimenting Josh on his great food.
You were amazing. That was a 6-minute amazing. I hope that you really understood that.
He's like, I got it. Thank you. Please leave. I prefer stars. Can we just go back to rating things with stars?
So Joe and Nathan are in their room. And Joe's like, what a season that was. Oh, man, I can't wait to smell her vagina. So then Nathan's like, oh, man. Nathan's like angry. And Joe picks up on it. And Joe's like, are you good? He's like, no, it's just V. She's crying.
He's crying? Why is she crying? I thought everything was sweet. I mean, all I did was make out with another girl while she was sick in bed on her boyfriend's anniversary of his death. Like, what's wrong with that?
I was like, don't be a fucking noob, man. I'm warning ya. And so he's in the top bunk and he's like leaning out. And we see him in like night vision, like, I'm warning ya. Angry monk face. And Joe's like, oh, God, look, now the big man's talking, huh? And he's like, yeah, the big man's talking. Because when I see a fucking woman crying on the fucking swim platform that doesn't sit right with me, don't act the big man or I'm going to smack the shit out of you. Everybody knows how you treat women when you don't like them anymore. You ghost them. That's what you're supposed to do.
And Joe, that's right. That's how you operate. And she goes, oh, really? Oh, shit. So then Nathan's like, do you want to go right now? I mean, Nathan is angry. He's like in his face, basically, like, I'm not fucking around. And Joe's like, come on, bro. He's like, well, then fucking behave yourself, will ya? Or I'm going to fucking lose me cool. I'm going to lose. I'm this close with ya. I'm this close. And behave yourself or shut the fuck up because it's gone too far.
And he's like, oh, okay. And he goes, don't pat my fucking arm, you fucking dick. I'm serious. I'm telling you this from the top bunk. It means something. And he's like, oh.
You're fucking bad. And just fucking behave yourself. I will wake up tomorrow fresh.
Nathan's my best friend. And at the end of the day, you got monk hair for monk hair. And he's supposed to be in my corner. But I disagree with a lot of things he's done, you know. But I've not opened my mouth. Except to show my teeth, like I'm doing right now. This is not a brotherly warning. This is an attack. It's an attack on me.
No, it's a brotherly warning. It's not an attack. It's him being like, I've told you as your boss 3 different times, stop doing what you're doing, and you're still doing it. So now I'm mad. Fucking Joe. So Joe's like, okay, good night. Sorry, bro. Good night, bro. So they go to bed. It's awkward. Next morning, everyone wakes up. V goes up to Kizzy to give her a hug, and then she steps on her foot, which I loved. And Kizzy's like, oh! I was like, good for you, V. Good for you.
He's like, whoops. So Captain Sandy comes down to Josh, and she's like, oh, wait, hey, how'd your dinner go last night? Anybody get lost in the fog? Dry ice? He's like, oh, really good. They enjoyed it. Yeah, it was plated. I don't know if you heard, but it was plated. It was put on plates. So,
well, you know what? If you were a restaurant, I'd give you a letter grade of B and I'd give it to you twice because guess who's coming to town today? BB. That's right. Oh, God, so exciting. You know, in the beginning for Nathan, it was a rough start. I'm just going to start reflecting on people. It was a rough start for Nathan. Remember when he knocked the boat into the lamp and it crashed? Oh, God, that was hilarious. He's a first-time bosun. But now we've got a smooth machine. You know what I wish we had? A smoothie machine, though, right? That would actually be quite refreshing in the morning. Look into that.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a 2-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.